morning. You're listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm.
Your knees are breaking. know just what it said. And I'm gonna tell you so you understand. I know the way this time. I know the way this time. We won't get lost, so lost. Took a little look into the abyss, and I saw the reasons, and I saw the signs, and I know the way this time. I know the way this time. I know the way this time.
Are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.FM with me, Jamie B-Side. Got mostly newer stuff today. We started off with a little intro track by called Hello... Wait, let me find it so that I don't get this wrong. Hello Welcome by an artist called Homeshake. It's like indie R&B influenced. I just found it yesterday when I was putting this playlist together, and it struck me as pretty interesting. So I'm going to play another track later, but for now, that intro track, Hello Welcome, from the album Fresh Air, out last year. And then we had the intro, and then we had an artist named Sybil Adder, who just released an album called Paloma, or the Paloma's Hand EP. The track that I played was called Paloma. And that's on the Punk Slime label. And then the last track we heard was by Sonny Smith, a local favorite. That was Lost, from his new album, Rod for Your Love, out on Easy Eye Records. And Easy Eye Sound, I guess, is what it's officially called. You can find them at easyeyesound.com. And they also released the latest Shannon and the Clams record. And it looks like, I'm on their website right now, and there's going to be a Shannon Shaw solo album, which looks really cool. So I'm looking forward to that. You can pre-order that on the website. And now I'm going to play another track by a band I've played, I think, over the last 2 weeks, called Look Blue, Go Purple. They are from the 80s on the Flying Nun label. I think it's the only all-female band on the Flying Nun label, and I found them because I was looking for, I was realizing that most of the bands out of New Zealand and Australia are, it's a lot of all male bands, so I was kind of hunting for something with, that was co-ed at least, and then I found this band, and they're great, and I had never heard of them before, and they, Flying Nun, just re-released an album called Still Bewitched, and the track I'm going to play is called Year of the Tiger.
Lay down, lay down, lay down, lay down. like a paper tiger, torn apart by idle hands. Through the helter-skelter morning, fix yourself while you still can. No more ashes to ashes, no more cinders from the sky, and all the laws of creation I tell a dead man how to die. Deserts down
there. You are listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm. I'm Jamie B-Side. And in that last round, we started off with Look Blue, Go Purple, a group from the 80s of all women on the Flying Nun label. And Flying Nun, just to clarify, just released an album with three of their EPs from that time and some rarities, and that's called Still Bewitched, and that's what I played from. That track was called Year of the Tiger, and I bought that at Tunnel Records. I was excited. I had just found the band online when I was putting a previous playlist together, and I noted it right away, like, I want to get some vinyl by that band. I didn't know that there was that new release out, and I was shopping at Tunnel Records and they had it, and I was really excited. So that's available and out there to purchase. And then, because that was a tiger themed song, I thought of tons of other songs that are about tigers. There's a lot of songs about tigers, and I picked two out of the many that I had in my catalog. So the next one is by a band called Tiger Saw, and the track is called Tigers on Fire, from an album also called Tigers on Fire. And it wouldn't be something I would typically pick from them to play. It doesn't really sound like the Tiger Saw that I originally was drawn to. They seem to have a prolific and wide variety in their sound. And so when I first discovered them for myself, I was in Chicago around the time, like around 2002, they had an album come out called, around 2002 they had an album come out that was called Blessed Are the Trials We Will Find. And that album is great. It kind of has a Sea and Cake American analog, like, butteriness to it. It's really mellow and nice. And that was the stuff they were playing when I saw them. And I immediately bought that album and was really into it. But they have, and they formed in 1999, and within, so just one guy who, his name is Dylan Matrano. He's from Massachusetts, and he started the band, and the first album he put out was How to Be Timeless Tonight in 1999. But since then, there's been a giant array of members. If you look on their Wikipedia page, there's tons of players and instruments. And so over the course of their albums, you'll hear a big variety of sound. So that was Tiger Saw with Tigers on Fire from the 2007 album, Tigers on Fire. And then after that, we heard An Oldie But a Goodie by Beck from his 2002 album, Sea Change, Paper Tiger. So that concludes the tiger theme of the hour. And now I'm going to play a new one by Dear Nora, who has been around for quite a while. This track is called Simulation Feels, from her new album, Skull's Example.
Thank you. Thank you.
are... excuse me. Throat clearing. You're listening to B-Side Dreams here on BFF.fm. I'm Jamie B-Side. In that last round, we heard from the top Dear Nora with Simulation Feels from her brand new album out on Ordinal Records called Skull's Empire. And I found a Stereo Gum article about this album, and it sounds like just one little part of it says Dear Nora's latest single is about how simulation has become commonplace. So yeah, I like how she's talking about, you know, like watching nature on TV and stuff like that. So I just started listening to it yesterday. Haven't really sat down with it, so you'll probably hear more from that in the coming weeks. And after Dear Nora, we heard Beach House with Lemon Glow from their latest album, Seven, out on Sub Pop. Beach House has been around a while, and I kind of, sometimes after a while, when a band's been out, I'm like, I know what they sound like, and so I don't listen very closely, but I'm enjoying this new album, kind of putting them in my rotation again. And the last track was by a band called Ocean Hope. That was Holy Bound from their new album on Hush Hush. They are from the Seattle area. The album's called Rolling Days. You can find them... I have it pulled up. Way too many tabs open. So, yeah, hushhushrecords.bandcamp.com. So... Ocean Hope, yeah, they started in 2014. I think I saw that they're a brother-sister duo. So yeah, you can find them on Bandcamp, and they have a nice dream pop sound going on. And now I'm going to play a track by Carolyn Says, who I've played before. She has a new, or they... I guess that's just the band name. They have an album out called No Fool, Like an Old Fool, and this is called I Tried.
I've been dream now that I remember well. I tried
to
This is B-Side Dreams, and I'm Jamie B-Side, and we just heard from the top, Caroline Says with I Tried from her latest album out on Western Vinyl called No Fool Like an Old Fool. And Caroline Says is one woman. I think I was confused about that earlier. So from her Bandcamp page, it says that she is a musician, Austin via Alabama musician. Caroline Selly, aka Caroline Says, moving beyond the surfolk foundations of her debut on No Fool. This is her second album. She loosens her earthly tether, allowing her songs to float. Melodic, blah, 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 blah. So you can find her on Bandcamp and probably see her. Looks like she has a show listed on her Bandcamp page in July at the Mohawk in Austin. But yeah, her new album is really good. So you can find her at carolinesays.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we heard a band called Post Animal. Is it plural? No, it's just Post Animal. And I played the title track, Special Moment. This came through the station, and I don't think anything in the description particularly attracted me to it, apart from the fact that it's on the Polyvinyl label, which I have noted that I've liked a lot of stuff they put out recently. So I kind of gave it a listen. They've got some like arena rocky stuff going on in it that I don't love, but they also have some interesting stuff going on in that particular song I played, I thought. So that's just my two cents. And after that, we heard Drinks, who is Kate LeBond's band, who I love, and that track was called Ducks from their album on Drag City, Hippo Light. They have a couple albums out, so you can check them out. And now I'm going to play a track by Cleaners from Venus, who I haven't played in a while, but came on in my car on shuffle yesterday, and I thought, ooh, I haven't played them in a while. It sounds great. So this track's called Time in Vain.